And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, sat down with Farai Chidea.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Farai. How's it going?
Things are great. So what are listeners saying this week?
Well, we got a letter about an interview we did with Tim Wise about an essay he wrote on white privilege. Aljory Stallings in Glen Burnie, Maryland, wrote us this. Mr. Weiss is completely dead on about all the hypocritical points made as it relates to race and this election. I'm aware that black folks like myself find this viewpoint very, very refreshing at a time like this, particularly as elements of coverage of this election makes it seem like race and how situations are viewed is the pink elephant in the room.
Then Manning Walker in Hanover, Indiana, wrote in. He heard our blogger Anthony Bradley say this about an effigy of Senator Barack Obama found at a Christian university in Oregon.
There's something troubling about the fact that even in so-called Christian community, there is this default mode where youngsters have learned that you protest against blacks by hanging a rope around a black man's neck. And my sense is that they've learned those things from the elders. Because in Christian circles, it remains one of the last bastions of America where you can be a racist and a Christian, and sadly, that won't get challenged too much.
Manning wrote, sadly, I don't believe the matter is quite so simple. Monotheist fundamentalism, be it Christian, Jewish, or Islamic, has become increasingly toxic for both politics and populations. Not only are racism and sexism rampant in extremist interpretations of the Abrahamic tradition, but these extremist sects also feel an ethical compulsion to force their voices into the public discourse at rates far greater than represent their actual demographics.
Then Bill in Oakland, California, wrote in to say he doesn't like hearing conservative commentary on our show. He wrote, I began listening to the show as an alternative to the monolithic conservative spin machine. To hear a substantial part of each show now devoted to this hot air is off-putting, to say the least. I also object to the increasing dominance of vapid, insubstantial opinion spin, stories about the media, et al., that already dominate the rest of the media.
And finally, Kamlin Togovi wrote us this. Your show is great. I listen to it every chance I get while I'm in my car. I live in the Baltimore, Maryland area, and to see a strong and intelligent black woman heading such an enterprise is quite remarkable. We need more shows on mainstream media that challenge perceptions of what black is. Keep up the great and important work that you and your crew are doing. And I want to say thank you, Kamlin.
And thanks for your letters. Please keep your comments coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea speaking with News and Notes editor Sasha Woodruff. And that's our show for today. Thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or to subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or to sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.